Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires to first and picks off Wolford. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields the ball and throws to second. Burleson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Burleson. McRae moves to second. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doyle moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Lynn moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Potek goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Potek steals second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Royals. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Doyle moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 6-3, Royals. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynn scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Royals. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Pohl now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Potek steals second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Little now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Petrocelli moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Carbo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Royals. Bob McClure now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. There goes Mayberry trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 7-5, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 5. the Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Potek moves to second. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive towards third. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-4 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.